Welcome to Awakening Plus. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. This is New Earth Support Team for September 13, 2021. We do this every week on Monday, and it's always a little bit different. A lot of it's the same, but a lot of it gets a lot of variety going on. So I'll assume there's at least one new person here, so I'll explain what needs explaining. New Earth Support Team is where we come to help the Great Aquarian Age be more awesome and come more quickly. And in the process of serving, we ourselves are given very powerful healings and awakenings and wonderful spiritual experiences. So I've been facilitating this a long time. It's evolved over the years to where we get to be really passive once we get the field set and the allies start working, and we just relax and receive whatever is needed, healing or awakening or whatever. We act as surrogates for the collective, which means that whatever happens to us is also being happening to a lot of other people too. So I'll explain more as we get into all that. Also, I'm now in my less words narration style, so I'll leave more silences for you to have your own unique experience. So after this intro, what's going to happen? I'm sitting in front of a shamanic mesa, and I'm going to call the directions of that mesa, and then I'm going to call in a bunch of divine allies. You may not recognize them. I've done a lot of different paths over the years, and these allies are from many different paths, but I can guarantee you they're all beings of love and light, high vibration, and benevolent intent, and they're all going to help us out. Then once they're all here, we'll set a beautiful container, and we'll rock and roll from there. At that point, we call an embodied awakening, and you'll have a chance to let your higher self merge with your human self to the greatest extent that serves your highest good, and that's really awesome too. And then we're kind of primed and ready to serve, and we tell the allies, here we are, what can we do? And we tend to relax and things start happening on their own for a while. And then we wrap it up at the end with some Q&A and feedback if you want to hang around for that. Usually the sacred process lasts less than an hour, including all this intro. And so you'll be in and out fairly quickly. So that's what we do. And so I'm just noticing I'm getting some personal emails. I'll respond privately to the private stuff afterward. Thank you all for those who are messaging me privately right now. So let's go ahead and get rolling. I do always make a couple of requests. One is I do ask that if you're on this call, even if you're on the recording, please do only this. Please don't multitask. And that may sound a little odd in this day and age, but the fact is you're helping shape the energy here. And the quality of attention you're holding is going to radiate out to everyone else. It's actually going to radiate backward and forward in time as well as in this present moment. So if you want to have your best experience and do your part to support the container we're creating, co-creating, really every one of us is helping shape the field, even on the recording, then that's why I ask you to do only this. And if you can't do it without having other stuff that you have to tend to, if you're a member of Awakening Plus, just like almost everything we do, will be in the archive within a day or two, and therefore you can get in there and do this after the fact and have just as awesome an experience as if you're doing it live. The other request I have is, should you need to depart early before we close the container, then just ask the allies to kind of ease you out of the field, and they'll do that very gently and discreetly, and that way you can leave early if you have to without disrupting the field. So that's all the intro. I'm going to invite you now to start having the experience. So I'll also mention Spirit Song was hoping to be here tonight, but she's just in too much pain. She's going to have hip surgery in a little less than a month and a half, hip replacement, actually. And she's just too uncomfortable to sit with us today. So if you have a moment to send her some healing vibes, she would so be grateful for that. She loves being here for every event she can get to, but sometimes the pain is just too strong. So she loves you, and I think I hear her coming in remotely from the phone in the other part of the house. So she's not here with me, but she is present on the call, and if you're ever inspired to send a little healing energy her way to help her out with that left hip and the other pain she's in, then that would be really awesome. I don't know how she stays so positive and cheerful when she has so much pain so much of the time. It's amazing. Anyhow, enough on that tangent. Let's now relax. I invite you to just become aware of your physical body overall with your eyes closed. I again ask that you give us now your full attention. So having become aware of the whole physical body, now become aware of the energy in or around you, the divine energy part, and just, you may or may not feel it. If you do, just kind of notice what it's doing. Don't get all analytical. You don't need to use words, but just have the experience of the energy without changing anything. So now you have a sense of your energetic baseline. You might compare to this again near the end. See what's changed. So now I'm going to call the directions and call in the allies. And now I'm going to ask you to go into the default mode for this event, which is very, very passive, just totally in, relaxing. If as we do this, you are aware of energy moving in your body, your whole job is just to passively feel that energy moving on its own. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath coming and going again on its own. No breath control. Just let it do it once. As much as possible, just feel sensation in the body, whether it's energy or breath, and just keep coming back to that simple somatic awareness. Over time, that's proven to be a really effective way to have the best possible experience in this event. So as you do that, I will do the setup after I take a swig of water. Pachamama Mamakiya Wirakocham Inti Kwi I am that I am. For myself, I call maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good. I call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, the container is not quite forming, so I'm going to ask everyone to really relax and be passive to allow it to come into shape. There we go. Thank you. All right, we have our container now. So now I invite you to join us in embodied awakening. And again, assuming there's at least one person tonight, I'll briefly explain how this works. So this is going to call your higher self, the divine being that created the human you, into your human body to merge with you, just to the greatest extent that serves highest good, just as much awakening as you can hold. Metaphorically, if we think of your body as a car, your ego is going to slide to the passenger seat, your divine is going to drive. But your ego is the boss. If it doesn't like the divine's driving, it can slide right back over, take the wheel again. The divine will step out immediately with no fuss, and your ego is back in control if it wants to be. It's important that part of you knows it's safe and that it can resume control if it so desires. However, it may not want to, because when the divine drives, awesome stuff happens, including there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly, more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much intellectually, you'll know what to do through intuition. And there's more bliss. So if all that sounds good, let's try that on. So I'm going to invite you in a moment to speak 8 words to your higher self and say them out loud if you can. If circumstances don't allow that, then just think them. It'll still work. So we'll do those words now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go and relax into passivity. If you feel energy moving in your body, passively feel what's happening. If you cannot feel that, passively feel your breath coming and going whenever it wants to. Please, no breath control. The more passive you are, the better this invocation works. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of energy moving through me, which means it's moving through a lot of you guys. My experience tends to mirror the overall experience that everyone's having, even if you're on the recording. So relax and let the energy move if you feel it. Otherwise, just feel breath. I'm going to give you a few tips that tend to help optimize this process. I'm going to recommend that you don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening while this invocation is working. I also recommend you don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax, feel the energy moving, or feel the breath coming and going on its own. Should you become distracted while the energy is still coming in from the invocation, it's okay. Please do not fight the distraction or try to change it. Let it be exactly as it is with no resistance. If you fight it, it's going to get stronger. Bad strategy. Instead, treat it like an uninvited guest, and you relax back into either feeling energy move or into your breath. And if that distraction is still fussing in the background, that's okay. Let it do its thing there. But again, it's not you. You are the consciousness paying attention to energy or breath. Just keep coming back to that very gently and very persistently. So please do that now. And the final nuance we can bring to this is to learn how little effort is needed even to feel this energy or this breath. So for just a moment, I invite you to actually drop your focus entirely and just be. Zero effort, 100% chill out right now. Just let it go and be. Simply exist. So at zero effort, is that awareness there anyway of energy or breath without even trying? If it is, zero is all you need. Great. If it's not, I'd like you to start adding little micro bits of effort back and add teensy tiny bits of effort until you've regained awareness of energy or breath. The idea being to use the absolute minimum effort that accomplishes that. In this technique, the less effort used to hold awareness, the better. Excess effort slows things down. So based on what I'm feeling, many of you have hit the sweet spot of just barely enough effort, whether that's none at all or just a little bit. And just rest in that. Now your job is to be super passive. Just allow, just be. Because this energy coming in is not your ego's working. Your ego is allowing it. Your divine is doing it. So the more passive the ego stays, the easier you make it for your divine to help you out. And that is what I strongly recommend here. Just relax, be passive. Let the awakening come to you as a gift. Your passivity is what allows it to come in. And I can feel a lot of you have already moved into embodied awakening. Many of you all are, many others are transitioning. So just chill. And there's no pressure here. If you don't get all the way to embodied awakening, that's fine. You can still do the process with us. It's just that being an embodied awakening is like optimal. And then you have the maximum service capacity. You'll have the most awesome experience. And if you're not there yet, it's okay. You persist. You may well get there and then start deepening that awakening, which itself appears to be an endless process. Every deepening awakening is awesome. So just relax. Let the energy move. So those of you who are wondering, well, am I in embodied awakening or not? Here's the test I give. It's just answer yes or no to the following question. The question asks if all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. While that's happening, you are in embodied awakening. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It's peaceful, and it's literally holding itself without any effort from your personality. It's just there. If that's happening, your higher self has merged with you, because that's, you know, the simplest way to describe the consciousness of the higher self. Those are some of its basic qualities. And if it's merged with you, that's what your human self will be experiencing as well. Just relax into that if you're feeling it, or whatever you are feeling, if it's any different. Again, there could be a temptation, oh, I need to try to make the awakening happen. No, no, no. You allow the awakening to happen. Your ego cannot awaken itself. This is above an ego's pay grade. But the ego, if it becomes completely passive post-invocation, can definitely receive the awakening. And that's what I'm inviting you to do right now, is chill and receive. This is not selfish, although it definitely helps you. This is getting you ready to be the best possible service agent with what we're about to do to help the Aquarian Age come in. We'll leave just a moment longer. And as I've alluded earlier, even if you're on the recording, all these same instructions apply. When you do an Awakening Plus Archive recording, please act as if you're right here in the room with me. Take it just that seriously. And that'll give you the most awesome experience. And as I mentioned, support everyone else at the same time. And I'm now noticing that a collective divine field has been created. Those of us who are conscious enough in our awakening are noticing an aspect of us blending with others in the group. And it's creating sort of a spiritual soup, a consciousness puree. And not all of us, but a part of us is in this higher vibration field. And the best I can describe it is it's just the composite of all of our divine beings there. There's no individual personality there. It's just the gestalt of all those present. And there's nothing to do there, because at that level, things just run themselves. So if you have awareness in that level, just relax, be 100% passive. Whatever needs to happen there will happen spontaneously, and it will be the arising of the group consciousness that is animating that field. And ages, humans, those divine beings I called in are there too. So it's a really lovely space. If you're not there yet, not a conscious of it, that's okay. Stick with us long enough, you may well experience that part as well. Each of us has the experience that we're ready for, and the divine gives us as much as we can hold right now and waits for, we'll hold back experiences that would just be too much right now. So if you're not experiencing something I describe, it's a blessing. And the moment you are ready for it, it absolutely will show up. Okay, I feel the divine ready to work. So divine allies, we come to serve, as we do every Monday. And we are here now to be of service. Please make whatever use of us serves highest good of all, to support the great Aquarian Age awakening on Earth. And to you humans, I remind you, when I say highest good of all, it includes us, the ones who are here to serve. That means that only that which serves your highest good, as an individual human showing up to serve here, will be served. That means you're not going to get overwhelmed. Nothing is going to happen to you that you cannot handle, because the divine beings are watching you like a hawk. They are noticing how you are responding to everything, and they will give you only as much awakening as you're ready for. If you are called on to process some heavy energy for the collective, they will only give you as much as can go through your system, and they'll do all the processing for you. They're only going to take you into states of divine bliss that you are ready to accommodate, and all of it's going to happen spontaneously. I strongly encourage you not to use any willpower to make anything happen during this part of the process. Please just be passive and allow. I can assure you the divine beings here will make use of you far more effectively than anything your ego can imagine to do on its own initiative. So I do encourage you to stay passive and see what happens. So now we can relax. At this point, after this tiny little bit of description, I'm going to be a lot more quiet. So just know that whatever you experience will be unique to you. Some of our experiences may be mutual, but all of us to some degree will have one-off experiences that are just for us. That's why I'm not going to narrate real heavily, because it might get in the way of your own individual experience. Just know that it might involve healing for yourself and or for others. It might involve awakening. It might involve all manner of inner spiritual experiences. So just open to whatever here. And at this point, you don't have to restrict yourself just to, you know, physical sensation. At this point, relax. Now you get to open to the whole inner world. You might have inner vision. You might have inner sound. Whatever shows up is great. Just be passive and open and let happen whatever happens. And I invite you to do that starting now. And at this point, I'm going to talk less, only as guided. So there may be extended periods of silence. And that all starts now. If you are feeling divine energy increasingly saturating your physical body, just relax and allow that to happen. Many of us are now making a gradual transition, feeling less like beings of flesh, more like beings of energy. Gradual transition into more completely embodying our divinity consciously. Ah. If you're feeling the energy being really intense in your body, just relax and open to it. Many of us are being given some heavy energy to process from those there on earth. Just relax, let it be processed through you by the divine, super passive, just let it work itself through. Your body wants to shake, vibrate, tremble. If you feel the need to cry, vocalize, whatever, it's all okay. If that desire is spontaneously arising. The divine is saying that they so appreciate us showing up in live human bodies to help. There's certain types of healing and awakening work they can only do with live humans. And they're really grateful that we've come to serve in this way. Relax and allow whatever's happening. Continue remaining really passive and just allow whatever's happening. I'm starting to feel a little more physical body presence. So what typically happens near the end of these calls is the energies we've been working with out of body at higher levels is brought back down into the physical body. And they're very careful to give each person only as much of that energy as they're ready for. So right now, if you start, you're feeling energy starting to come into your physical body and saturating you like water into a sponge, then just please relax and allow that. And know that these expert healers and awakeners, these beautiful divine beings, are giving you exactly as much healing and upgrade and awakening as you are ready for at this moment. Once again, for optimal receipt of this, just relax, be passive, let them do it for you. Since this is not something your ego can do for itself. The only exception would be if you're now awake enough to be conscious as the divine beings who are doing the work, then you can do it. But if you're still identified mainly with your human self, the human ego part, then you stay passive. I'm feeling mostly back in the body now. We'll leave a little more time for additional upgrade and integration of consciousness back into physical. The idea being of both and. The paradigm here is not to go out of body to have a nice experience and then come back to the same old consciousness. That is to integrate that higher consciousness into your daily normal reality and walk around in an upgraded state. Being what might be called the marriage of heaven and earth, to be walking between the worlds. Another term could be in the world, but not of it. All three phrases point to the same thing. All this, of course, makes your human experience far more wonderful. Now I'm feeling a lot of pulsing energy in the physical body as they're sort of fine-tuning the download. We get this every single time we do this call, so it's a nice incentive to keep showing up if you're so inclined. Many blessings are received as a thank you for you showing up to be of service for the great global awakening. Feels like they're putting the finishing touches on integrating the higher energy into our bodies. We'll give them just a moment longer. Okay, that feels good. Okay, I'm now going to close the container and say a few words, and then we'll open it up for feedback. I invite you to remain passive and just feel the energies working as I close things up here. Pachamama Mamakiya Wirakocha Inti Just feel that energy for a minute. So I'm about to close in a different way than before. Spirit Song and I have had some discussion about the closing language, and we've agreed that a little modification is appropriate. So now I close saying the following. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. Go if you must, stay if you will. If you're still working with anyone, please remain with that person as long as it serves their highest good. We now step forth into the world, aligned with spirit as best we can, saying, doing, and being our highest selves. So be it. To be honest, I didn't quite match the words that Spirit Song and I worked out, but I got the gist of it there. It's the best I could do. All right, so before we open it up for Q&A and feedback, let me just briefly mention to those of you who are not members of Awakening Plus, we encourage you to try it, $1 for 30 days. You can find out more at awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. And lots of awesome stuff. We've got two full courses. We've got over 350 archived events. Every one as powerful as the live event it was recorded from. About half of these live calls are available only to members. So a lot of really great stuff and two new courses coming soon. So a lot of wonderful stuff happening inside Awakening Plus for you. All right, so let's open it up for feedback. Give me a sec to allow this. Give me a minute. All right, so unmuting is now allowed. So I encourage you to, if you would like to share verbally, just unmute yourself. Of course, on Zoom, that's involves clicking that little microphone icon that says mute under it to take the red slash off, and then we can hear you. So ask, just do. Some people prefer to type, and that's great. So feel free to do that. While we're waiting for our first live person, I'm going to share what's being typed in the chat window. A lot of people are jumping in there, and probably going to put my glasses on so I can read that. So after I mentioned Spirit Song and the pain she's working with, Paula said prayers for her, and Beverly type, bless her. I'll send her some healing energy. Absolutely. Lots of love to her. And Paula just typed, that was a deep one too. And Linda says, lots of love, Spirit Song, and went very deep. Thank you so much. Jeannie typed, I enjoyed the changes. I like change in general, so it suits my temperament. Then Spirit Song typed, so deep and beautiful, Benjamin, and thank all you who sent prayers. And there's a lovely heart there. And they're coming in thick and fast. Let me see if I can keep up here. Just a minute. Then Soul Dancer White Dragon says, I felt very hot from the time you established the sacred container, and I just kept getting hotter. Sweated bullets, then eventually fell off the deep end, thankfully. I hope that's a good thing. Yeah, I've had many shamanic experiences where the body just sweated out toxins and all kinds of good stuff. Then Jeannie types, sent loving healing to Spirit Song, blissed out and still in the energy. Thank you. Jeannie types, gentle healing to Spirit Song. Thank you all so much. You're so kind to help her out. And I'm now caught up on the typing. So again, feel free to either type some more or unmute yourself. If you're on the phone, by the way, star 6 will unmute you. So you can do that if you're coming in by phone. Laurie types, ooh, had to keep taking deep breaths, sitting in the same chair I always do, but don't have such breath hunger. Sounds like Laurie had a strong experience. Soul Dancer White Dragon says, gotta go. Thanks, Benjamin and everyone. And a smiley face. Thank you, Soul Dancer. And I'm still feeling a really sweet energy field as I sit here. The Divine Allies are pretty consistently giving us nice afterglows, even after we close the container. Very grateful for that. Hey, hello.
Hello, Benjamin. I was giving energy to Songbird, and then I felt really a pain shoot up in my left hip. But the meditation and the wonderful healing work just subsided it. So it really felt wonderful to really be in that space of healing. Wow. I wonder why that happened, though. It was almost like a pulsing energy that I never felt before.
Well, the left hip is the one that's going to be replaced. So sounds like Divine Allies help give her a little bit of relief through you. So as a healing catalyst, as a healing surrogate, sometimes you will have challenging energies in your own body as you clear something on behalf of someone else. That's what was happening.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It was a wonderful hour, and I do have to go, but I enjoyed it very much. Thank you, Benjamin, and to all other participants there, holding energy.
Who is this? Your name?
This is Lori.
Thank you, Lori, because you're just on the phone and it doesn't list your name. I'd love to know who I'm talking to. Thank you. So thanks so much for your show today.
Okay. Thank you, Benjamin. Good night.
Good night. And there's been quite a bit of typing also. Let me catch up with it just a minute. Kathy typed, had a wave of intense, heavy anxiety, but then felt like I got higher and lighter. Even my body felt much lighter. Felt gratitude for Divine Allies helping us all. Lori says, thanks, Benjamin. Deanna types, I already got up and started eating a cucumber. I am ravenous after that. I also ate 30 minutes prior, so I don't know what it's about. Well, you need fuel, you need fuel. And then L's typing, will continue sending prayers and healing energy to Spirit Song. I went very deep again today, too. Thank you very much. Love and blessings to all. And Linda, I did get an email from you today, and I will reply to that email. So I'm up on that. Thank you. Patricia says, awesome experience. Love to all. And oh, here's Spirit Song. Hi.
Hello. I just wanted to send thanks to everyone sending me healing energy. And just to say, as soon as you said those words and a couple of people posted, including Paula, whom I know, a wave of healing energy just came over me in such a beautiful way and has continued. I feel it continuing. And I'm just wanting to express my deep, deep gratitude and love to everyone.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. Can you all feel how the energy just shifted because the Spirit Song was speaking? Wow, that's amazing. Just our angelic presence shifts the vibration. Let me see if I can pull myself together enough to keep reading. So Edwine types, sending love and healing to Spirit Song. Thank you, Benjamin. It was deep for me as well. Blessings. And Patricia types, we love you, Spirit Song. Ah, beautiful. So I'm starting to feel a lull in the energy and wondering if that's a wrap-up signal. So if you would like to type or say something, this is the time to do it. Brian has popped in with wonderful energy. Thank you all. Loving, healing energy to Spirit Song. Felt extremely peaceful tonight. Blessings all. Thank you, Brian. And I'll say this a lot, but I'm always so grateful to everyone who shows up here. There's only a gazillion other things you could be doing, and you chose to be here, and I'm just so honored that you chose to take some of your valuable time and energy to do this process. Super grateful to everybody. And that's whether you're live or on the recording. Okay, last call for feedback. Questions, comments, whatever. Wow, that energy is so nice. I feel it especially in my brain right now. I'll tell you, there is big joy in serving the divine. So, Diana typed, Benjamin, you are amazing, and you are the only one who can calm me down so quickly. I always need this. Well, glad to help you out, Diana. Thanks for being here. Okay. Last and final call for typing or talking. Such sweet energy. All right, that will be a wrap. And again, big gratitude to everyone here. Again, if you're not a member of Awakening Plus, please check out the $1 for 30-day trial at awakeningplus.com. And check out all the amazing stuff we have on hand and more coming. Two courses in development right now in addition to the two already there. So it's going to be awesome. And this keeps getting better. Many thanks to everybody. Many blessings to you all. Thanks again for helping co-create this beautiful event. And those who are members, I believe this Wednesday we do our silent meditation for the first time. So that should be pretty cool too. So show up for that live if that's possible for you. And if not, we'll see you the next time you're here. Many blessings to everybody and good night.